Hello.
Yeah, hi, hello, good afternoon, ma'am. This is Walter speaking. I'm calling from the Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. Ma'am, I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. And I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Perry?
What is this for?
Hello?
Yeah,
hi, hello. Perry, thank you very much. This is Walter speaking. I'm calling from the Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. And I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities.
Yeah.
Would you mind sharing a couple of minutes to help us out?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, perfect. So, just to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Well, I had 38 and a half years in the field.
Wow. Okay, perfect. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Would that be tile setter, refractory bricklayer, tile setter?
Tile setter, yep.
And on the last job that you worked on, were you a improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, journey-level mechanic, foreman?
Journeyman foreman.
Okay. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No, I've been retired since 2016.
Okay. Wow. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
I would say none.
None? Okay.
None, right.
Alrighty. And Yersinel, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No, I never would.
No? Okay. And Yersinel, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
There's more than in my area.
More?
More,
yes. Okay. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Yeah, it's probably about the same. I mean, you get the same people coming in and out, you know.
Okay, interesting. And yes or no, do you get the same, the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No, there's not. There's not
okay.
enough union workers. They need to get into the high schools, and they need to get these kids interested in the programs. They've been
right.
too lax on that for years.
Okay, interesting. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No. No.
Okay. To continue thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployed than now? About the same or more unemployed than now?
Nobody knows that. I don't even want to answer that. I don't know if it's going to create more work or less work, you know, over the time.
So you think it will be more than now?
Hopefully, yes.
Okay. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will be, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
What do you mean by my family? What do you mean by that?
The question, I'll repeat that.
Yeah.
It says, now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Well, I would hope it would get better.
Okay. Now, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job side, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job? I have a list. I will start with unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat, cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust, air quality, no real safety concerns.
Dust is probably one of the main ones. Dust is one of the main ones.
Dust.
A lot of jobs you get on, they don't have no filtration systems in them.
Okay.
You're working with that all the time.
I understand. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Nope. I'm no longer working in the field. There's no need to go to a union meeting.
Okay. Now, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. And I will start with picketing. Is that a yes? Is that a no?
Okay.
What about political canvassing? Is that a yes? Is that a no?
No.
And to continue, union organizing?
No.
Is that a yes? No. Okay. Now, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
In the last 12 months when I worked?
Yes, in the last,
no,
in the last 12 months, how often did a local, never?
No, nobody had, none of the BAs ever came on the job.
I understand. Now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from, okay? Please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you're the least likely to get your news from. And I'll start with radio. We have cable news, friends and neighbors, local TV news, programming, print or online newspapers, and the internet or social media. Which one will be the first, like the number one, like the most likely for you to get your news from?
Yeah, between radio and TV. I mean, it's a mix between them.
So we will say that radio will be number one, TV will be number two. What will be number three? Cable news, friends and neighbors, print or online newspapers, or the internet or social media?
Probably the paper.
The paper? Okay. And number four? Cable, internet, or friends and neighbors?
Cable.
Cable. And number five? That'll be social media or the friends and neighbors?
Social media.
All right. And number six will be which is the friends and neighbors, okay? Perfect. Yeah. So we're about 52% complete. To continue, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? The environment, healthcare, education, jobs in the economy, support for labor unions, immigration, foreign policy, or something else?
Healthcare.
Healthcare, okay. And as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No, I have not, no.
No? Okay. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Very important. Okay. Now, generally speaking, do you believe that the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Democratic.
Democratic, okay. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Steve Yannis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? The United Auto Workers or the GM, Ford, and Steve Yannis?
United Workers.
Okay. Now, please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following, and we will start with his job as president overall. Do you approve strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove somewhat, disapprove strongly?
Approve somewhat.
Approve somewhat? Okay. And what about foreign affairs?
Boy, I don't know. You hear so much shit on that.
I disapprove strongly?
Yeah. Somewhat disapprove? Yeah.
Okay. What about support for labor unions?
I think he's for the union. I mean, I think he's more than Republicans are anyway, for the working man.
Well, you approve somewhat? Strongly or disapprove?
Strongly, I guess.
Approve strongly?
Yeah.
What about the economy?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Approve somewhat. Okay. And we will continue with healthcare.
Now, this is based on Biden, all you're talking now?
Yep. The Joe Biden has done with each of his...
Somewhat
healthcare. Somewhat approved. And immigration.
Somewhat.
Okay. Perfect. Now, we're about 70%, so we're almost done. But do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
I don't agree with how they're handling things, no.
So you somewhat disapprove or you strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. And are you registered to vote?
Yes.
And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain?
I'll be voting, yes.
Almost certain, okay. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom will you vote?
Biden,
okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
You know, a lot of it doesn't pertain to me anymore, but it is nice to keep up on it.
That's a yes?
Yes. Okay.
Now, turning back to BAC, how will you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent? What do you think of this one? What will be your opinion on this one?
Probably fair.
Fair? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, how will you rate the overall effectiveness of the International Union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Good. Okay. Now, as your personal opinion, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
Oh, boy. I don't know where the hell to start there. You know, there's a lot of things they could improve on. You know, I mean, getting
like
to the jobs, you know, getting the kids into the apprentice programs. They don't seem like they push, like they really work too hard to do it.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of things that they could do to make things better, but as long as things are working, they seem to be just okay with that. You know, you always got to try to make things better, you know?
Right. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing
the union should be working on? Getting more people in the field. There's too many guys getting out of the field and not enough young guys, you know, stepping up. Getting into it.
Okay. Now, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Will that be with text messages, job site, email, union meetings, or mail?
Mail.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, and how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never?
Maybe once a year through the local, but I get, you know, information through the IBF, you know what I mean, that way. But
Right. We're almost done. Yeah. Well, we're 90% complete. So, what would be the sex of responded? Male? Female?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Yes, the sex of responded. Is that a male or female?
Male.
Right. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for aesthetic purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Democrat.
Okay. And will you call yourself, which is a strong Democrat, or a not very strong Democrat?
No, strong Democrat.
Strong Democrat? Okay. Now, and just to make sure we have, which is a representative sample, what is your race? Caucasian white? Black
white,
American?
Yeah.
Okay.
White.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Terry.
Terry, thank you very much. This concludes, which is our survey, okay? You've been really helpful. Your opinion is really important. You're very kind from you, okay?
Okay.
Take care. Right. Be safe.
Yep. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.